This is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Today's podcast is a meditation on the following sentence. Why didn't she report it? Take a moment, take a breath, take a seat, close your eyes, and let's go on a journey and imagining. Imagine a night out with fun, laughter, a few glasses of wine perhaps, good food. Imagine a first date. Imagine that first moment of flirtation. Imagine the excitement of the first night spent at your boyfriend's house, at your lover's house, at your fiancé's house. Imagine it's your anniversary, and you and your beloved are going to be having a romantic evening together. Imagine you're out in a club and you're dancing and someone catches your eye and your favourite tune comes on. They come and dance with you and it's fun and you feel free. You feel attractive, you feel sexy. You feel like this is what life is all about, being spontaneous. Imagine catching a cab ride home. It's someone that you've just met. It feels a little bit dangerous, but it also feels exciting. Imagine walking home with your best friend. He puts his arm around you. He tells you he loves you. He asks you to come back for a cup of tea and a slice of cake, a chocolate biscuit. Your favourite film will be on. Let's cuddle up under the duvet and forget about our troubles. Imagine it's the middle of the afternoon. You're round a friend's house. Your friend pops out to the shops and her brother comes down the stairs. He just wants to use the kitchen for a few minutes. Is that okay? You say that's fine. Imagine. Any one of those scenarios or any number of scenarios. Imagine you've been pinned down. You can't move, you can't breathe. There's a heavy body lying on top of you, forcing itself into you, touching you in ways you don't want to be touched. Imagine your clothes being ripped off you, but it doesn't feel sexy. It doesn't feel fun, it doesn't feel frivolous, it doesn't feel exciting. You feel terrified. Imagine your body turning to stone. Imagine losing your voice. You want to scream, you say the words no, but they're not loud enough. Imagine screaming so much that you feel that anyone could hear you, but no one does. Imagine someone putting a hand over your mouth and telling you to shut up. Imagine passing out. You wake up and you don't know where you are, but your clothes are not there anymore, and you're in a room that you don't recognize. Imagine waking up the next day and you feel like you've got a hangover and a faint recollection of the night before, but you can't remember how you got home. And there's at least a dozen missed calls on your phone from a number you don't recognise. Imagine going into the bathroom and looking in the mirror and seeing bruises on your face, a cut to your lip. Imagine going in the shower and seeing bruises on your legs. Imagine unbearable pain. Pain in parts of your body you're not sure why the pain is there. Imagine feeling filthy, dirty, ashamed. Imagine worrying what your friends will say, what your family will say, what your partner will say, what your husband will say, what your children will say. Imagine the shame of having to face the person who hurt you again, at work, at school, at home, on your street. Imagine seeing their face on television, hearing their voice on the radio. Imagine them being friends with your best friend. Imagine them being friends with your beloved. Imagine them being friends with your children. Imagine. You pick up the phone, you dial the number, you want to report it, but you worry about all the things you might lose. The evidence is gone. You had a shower. No one will believe you. You were drunk. Your skirt was too short. You said yes. You said no. You can't remember. Did you take drugs? Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Did you maybe want it? Did you change your mind halfway through? What will your parents say? What will your mother say? What will your beloved say? What would your father say? What would your brothers say? What would your children say? What will your friends say? What would you say? What if you just closed your eyes and it all just went away and it never haunted your life again? Imagine being scared every time the doorbell rings. Imagine wondering if the feet following you, the footsteps following you as you walk down the street, are actually following you. Imagine jumping every time you hear a noise. Imagine flinching when someone touches you. Imagine not wanting to look at your reflection in the mirror anymore. Imagine finding yourself ugly and disgusting. Imagine buying clothes that are 3 sizes too big so no one ever sees the shape of your body. Imagine never wanting to go out for a drink again. Imagine never wanting anyone to look at you again. Imagine. Imagine being asked how many sexual partners you had. Imagine being asked what type of sex you like. Imagine being asked where you grew up, what you like to eat, what you like to drink. Imagine being asked how many drugs you've taken. Imagine your face all across the newspapers. Imagine being ridiculed on social media. Imagine your parents crying in shame. Imagine your children too disgusted to even look at you. Imagine losing everything that you've ever known, any safety that you've ever known, any respect that you've ever known. Imagine telling people the most painful thing that you could ever reveal and being told that you're lying. Imagine nameless faces staring at you with disapproval in their eyes. Imagine being laughed at and mocked. Imagine. We come back to that sentence. Why didn't she report it? Imagine. The website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Until the next time.